Well, the condition of vets is always a terribly and concerning thing. The Army has to face not only physical illnesses, but there's been a number of illnesses in terms of mental health. There's been a very high rise in Army suicides, a rise in the incidences of spousal abuse and a lot of substance abuse as well, with veterans coming back from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So the U.S. Army is trying something new to try and fix the problem. They have a $125 million project that's expected to strengthen soldiers psychologically using the same kind of techniques that teach physical fitness. Join us now is Washington Post reporter Michael Ruane and our friend and Army veteran Sergeant Marco Reininger. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Marcella.
Michael, let me start with you and lay out for us the details of exactly how this program works.
Well, it's just getting underway pretty much. And the Army is at this point training teachers or trainers who are supposed to kind of filter out into the force and try to instill kind of optimism, if you will, and ways of thinking better about yourself and looking on the bright side of things to their soldiers. The object being that the Army has been under an enormous amount of pressure for the last 10 years. Folks have been deployed and redeployed and redeployed and redeployed. There's been a lot of stresses and strains on their families, and there's been a lot of problems as a result. Suicides are up, drug abuse is up, spousal abuse is up, child abuse is up, and they're trying to figure out some way to kind of head those things off before they happen. And they have turned to, this kind of controversial psychological theory that you can sort of train people to be happy or instill happiness in them and make their lives better, give them a better outlook on life, and perhaps, avoid some of the problems that have cropped up.
Which is possibly the same mission as any kind of intensive therapy. Marco, let me go to you because you have experience with going in the field and the kind of emotional things that happen with a soldier. What's your reaction to this? Do you see this as a positive change in the attitude of the Army?
Yeah, definitely, Celeste. I think, as you mentioned earlier, the suicide numbers are increasing dramatically and steadily. And I think, the Army thinking outside the box, trying to come up with creative solutions to this problem is definitely a great sign. Now, of course, what I don't want this to become is a way to replace, trained psychologists and psychiatrists with, Army staff enlisted soldiers basically in the train-the-trainer format. But the fact that the Army is starting to look for creative ways to tackling this problem is definitely an encouraging sign.
Talking with Army veteran Sergeant Marco Reininger, who served in Afghanistan in 2008. Let me push back a little bit on that, Marco, because it seems to me thinking out of the box is maybe too generous a characterization here. It seems to me that the pattern of the Army and the military in dealing with mental illness is to suppress discussion of it, not take baseline data on intake into the military services, and then just deal with these problems as they explode post-combat. And that's what we've experienced here. And the Army needs to be really held accountable for that.
And I agree. At the same token, you have folks that are coming back with post-traumatic stress, mild traumatic brain injury, traumatic brain injury, on top of the stresses that occur from, as was mentioned earlier, multiple deployments, the toll that places on family. So I think just the endeavor to, provide soldiers with an extra tool set, a mental tool set to build up resiliency, it is a great approach. You're right. There were shortcomings in the beginning, and the Army needs to take full responsibility for that. However, again, it's better than doing nothing. Now, I'm by no means a psychologist, so I don't know whether or not this program works, and I guess it will have to be seen in terms of statistics and numbers whether it actually makes an impact. But from what I read in the article, it seems that, it's worth exploring. The suicide numbers are going up, so something needs to be done about it, and there needs to be a national dialogue about it. and it appears that this is what's happening.
That's Marco Reininger, Army veteran sergeant who served in Afghanistan. Washington Post reporter Michael Ruane. Could it be that this is, I mean, $125 million sounds like a lot of money to me, but it's really chump change when it comes to the care of veterans coming back from these wars. Could this be a cost-saving exercise in trying to deal with all of these multitude of problems in a cost-effective way?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think you could say that. You know, I think the Army is probably, you know, interested in saving money and also interested in heading off, you know, pain and anguish, you know, among the soldiers too. You know, there's a fair amount of controversy whether this is even, you know, possible. There are psychologists who believe that you can't head off problems like this, that you can't sort of, you know, take action beforehand. You know, the Army is saying we should not wait until problems crop up. And there are psychologists who say you have to. You can't sort of intervene beforehand. It won't work.
That's Washington Post reporter Michael Ruane, who reported on this new program in the Army to instill psychological strength in its soldiers. Marco Reininger, I want to play you this comment that from Marilyn Greaves. She's the mother of Daniel Greaves, and he is in Afghanistan, serving in Afghanistan. This is what she said.
He was 10 years old when the war started, and it's 10 years later, and he's right in the middle of it. And he says, Mom, I don't even know why I'm here.
How can a program that tries to train you in how to be optimistic, how can it deal with that kind of emotional confusion and distress?
Well, like I said before, I'm not a trained psychologist, and I'm not a trained psychiatrist by any means. But I think it's important to utilize those 10 years and look at the lessons learned and figure out a way how to prepare folks to, you know, better to be in a better mental state of mind and to have additional tools available so that, you know, the treatment against post-traumatic stress and the stresses incurred starts on the battlefield and not just when you come home. I think if there is a possibility of achieving that, it's important.
Marco Reininger is an Army veteran, served in Afghanistan in 2008. Washington Post reporter Michael Ruane talking about the new program from the Army that is supposed to strengthen the psyches of our soldiers. Thank you to both of you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.